Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats made a rare deadline day deal last week as they embarked on their bye week, acquiring cornerback Aqib Talib from the Buccaneers. The trade did come with a league-imposed twist. Talib still has one more game remaining on a four-game suspension for the use of an illegal performance-enhancing substance. He can't have any contact with his new team until after the Pats face Buffalo this week. But this much is clear. The Patriots made a bold move in acquiring a former first-round pick to help boost a position of need.
Well, we know Coach Belichick and the staff, but the organization will always do that. They're going to put the team first and do whatever it takes to help improve the team. That's what they're going to do.
Through one half of the 2012 season, the Patriots have a pass defense that ranks second to last in the AFC, and only two teams in the entire league have surrendered more touchdowns through the air. The Pats secondary is filled with youth, and there's certainly an expectation that the unit will improve as the season moves along. But adding the 26-year-old Talib, who registered 18 interceptions in four-plus years with Tampa Bay, should help.
I think he's a great player. You know, I think the – I don't know if we're using him the same way that they use him. So it's just all about what happens once you get here.
We're trying to improve and, you know, whatever we do here to, you know, try and win. So I think that, you know, obviously we're just moving forward and trying to win more games.
Of course, Talib still has 6 days before he can even enter Gillette Stadium as a Patriot, let alone practice and begin game planning. He also has several brushes with the law and the league on his resume. Perhaps all that is why one of the Patriots' captains, Matthew Slater, was hesitant to speak in specific terms about the addition of Talib.
You know, I don't really have any comment on that right now. Trusting in the decisions of Coach Belichick, Mr. Caserio, and the rest of this organization to do what's best for our football team moving forward, giving us the best chance to succeed on the field.
Well, Slater reiterated what head coach Bill Belichick had already said. The Pats are focusing on preparations for Buffalo with the guys they have here this week. In other words, Talib can't help them beat the Bills, so he's out of sight, out of mind. We'll be sure to check back with Slater on that next week. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.